This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is the Bish here from the Hump Day Crew. You're tuned into one of our podcasts. Enjoy.
Ma chambre a la forme d'une cage.
World a hug, one country at a time. It's time for global community.
Joining me live on the air now from India, K10, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. My name is Ketan. I'm the moderator of Gay Bombay. It's the biggest Yahoo group in the world. It has about 19,000 members. And as a part of this group, we have our site and we also run a radio station of sorts, which we have just started about a couple of months back. It's more or less the radio station consists of MP3 interviews, which we do with various people who are associated with LGBT issues. We intend to expand, but as of now, we are doing question-answer interview sessions, which are basically MP3 files. We are in the middle of changes in India, obviously, you must have heard.
Yes, you've had some legislation changes recently.
On July 2, of course, the Delhi High Court decriminalized homosexuality, rather homosexual act between two consenting adults. But when there's a change, and when there's change in a deeply religious country like India, you have backlash. And so we have an astrologer and we have a yoga guru who have knocked on the Supreme Court door saying that the order was not valid. So let's see how it goes. The battle continues.
What's the feeling amongst the gay community at the moment?
Feeling is, it was euphoric. People, on the day the verdict was announced, it was like, you know, it was, words really escaped me, but it was like having a second life, a new life. Somebody joked that tonight I'm going to have legal sex finally in India, a gay couple said. So it was a great feeling because, mind you, I mean, every time we had sex, we might have not been caught or we might not have been harassed most of the time, but there was always a law saying that what you're doing is illegal. And the law was basically used to harass the community by police officials, by enforcing authorities. Nobody was really jailed except, I think, one case which I heard of in Lucknow, that is the capital of the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh. But by and large, the law was used to harass the community. So when the Delhi High Court did give that historic judgment that sex between two consenting adults is private and law has no, and should not have an issue with it, we are all very glad. But now we have come to terms with it. We know that there will be opposition and there will be battles and that people are going to oppose it. So yeah, the battle continues. So it's a question of feeling great, but at the same time aware that, you know, it's a long battle ahead.
It is. Tell me a little bit about gay life in India. Does it still happen all behind closed doors, or are gay people free to be who they are out in public?
Gay life has really changed the last decade or so, you know, ever since internet really came in India. I would say at least in the cities, in the metros, you have parties happening. You have every week there are parties where you have something like 300 to 400 people dancing away, couples, etc. So gay life has really changed because internet has brought a revolution. But I would again qualify my statement saying that it has changed for the metro people who stay in big cities like Mumbai, Delhi, Calcutta, Chennai. But yeah, life is still tough for those who are in the villages or in small towns because they still have their parents in the Orthodox society. They have to depend on their, you know, community. So life for them is slowly changing. But yes, in metros, we have groups now. There are thousands of committed individuals who fight for LGBT causes and issues. In fact, this case that was, the judgment that was, you know, given in Delhi High Court was because a rainbow of about 16 gay groups got together. They were called Voices Against 327. 327 is the clause or the article that was that criminalized homosexuality. So this conglomerate or the rainbow of 16 NGOs fought together this case. So things have really changed in India. Gay people are, at least in metros, are able to come out. Many of them have come out of the closet. But I would still want to add a rider. A fair majority would rather not talk about it, at least not to those people whom they are not sure of.
It's great to see that the community is coming together, and step by step you are making steps in the right direction at least.
Yes, even though we were like, I believe we were the 129th nation to decriminalize it, it still is a huge, huge step for us. I think it's like the biggest... and the biggest day of our lives as far as the LGBT community is concerned. It has given a new lease of life to LGBT community, and of course Indian media is flooded with articles on TV, in the print media you have people giving various opinions, and it's good, you know. I mean, more opinions, the better it is for the society. Nobody can accuse that the law has been kind of, you know, rammed into the society. So a lot of people are giving their own opinions, and by and large, the media has been very kind to the community. Most of the newspapers, the TV stations, the radio hosts, the FM stations, they have been very positive about this judgment. I may sound rosy to you, but things are not so rosy also. Let's be very honest. I mean, a fair majority of Indian guys get married to girls, not to guys, because they are pressurized by the family, by their, you know, office, by the friends, by the community. So even now, I would say a fair majority, when I say a fair majority of them get married, I would say more than 90%.
Wow.
So it's still a sad way of living life. I'm not going to be judgmental about them, because they take a decision in their own best interest. And it's easy to criticize, but, you know, when you are in somebody else's shoes, then only you know how much it pinches.
Yes. Are there gay venues over in India?
There are, various clubs in the senses. You know, they have gay nights or LGBT nights or stag nights or things like that. So, Delhi has, Mumbai has. Let's say on a certain Saturday, on every second Saturday, the gay community gets together for having a nice time, drinks, dancing. Of course, there's no sex. There's a clean kind of get-together, because we don't want the authorities to, you know, use any kind of pretext to pounce on us.
What type of music is popular in India?
I would say a mix of pop and a mix of Indian pop, rather. They synthesize the Indian Hindi songs. Sometimes they synthesize it with the Western songs. For example, let's say Madonna with some Hindi song. The groovy kind of, you know, pop music. Kylie Minogue would be one of them.
Uh-huh. You must have some talented DJs in India mixing, I guess, the US and Australian pop in with the Indian style music.
Absolutely. I mean, they get music from everywhere. The DJs mix it and create the unique Indian version of it. But at the end of the day, the Indians are very fond of something they can relate to. And when they synthesize with Indian kind of background, where, you know, a lot of disco kind of pop kind of music is synthesized, they like it more.
Is there any other trends that are popular in India at the moment?
The trend, it's been evolving in the last couple of years, or not the last 4 or 5 years, is the mall culture, I would say. Every city is now having a lot of malls, which we didn't have, let's say, 5 to 8 years back. So now, Indian teenager, Indian guy in the metro, does his socializing in malls. So you will find a lot of them hanging around in malls, and some of them find their mates there in malls. The trend is to hang around, in multiplexes, what we call the cinema multiplexes. So these are the trends, but by and large, I think we are adapting what you people in Australia or maybe the UK have been doing it for many years now.
Well, Ketan, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat with us today and letting us know about the exciting things that are happening in India, and I'm sure exciting things will continue to happen in the right direction as well.
You're welcome, no problem. Take care, and if you need anything, let me know.
Thank you, take care.
That was K10 from Gay Bombay over in India. You're listening to The Hump Day Crew here on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from The Hump Day Crew. If you haven't joined our Facebook group yet, while you're online, why don't you? Join The Hump Day Crew Facebook group. It's what all the cool kids are doing. I'll catch you next Wednesday.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.